Radio check, 1-2, 1-2, Don, you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear, Mike.
Boy, you come through loud and clear, too. Over.
10-4. Good luck out there today, bud.
From the pages of the world's largest truck enthusiast magazine, Peterson's Four Wheel and Off-Road, we cover vehicles ranging from late model daily drivers to advanced trail rigs and many more hot topics of interest to off-road enthusiasts. Now, here's your host of Four Wheel and Off-Road Radio, Dan Finder.
Thank you so much for joining me. I am, as you just heard, Malibu Dan Finder, here with my good friend Tom Morris, co-hosting this program. Mr. Morris, thank you so much for joining me. He is the competition advisor for the Lucas Off-Road Racing
that
Series.
That was hard to say for you, wasn't it? That was hard. It's been a week, and you got it right.
Yeah, it was hard for me to say, though. I really should write that down. Did they give you business cards? They kick you out some a little bit of money to give you some business cards?
Nah, I just type my own name.
Of course, back in studio, I am honored to announce the commander-in-chief of the off-road industry, Mr. Bob Bauer. Thank you, Mr. Bauer.
He owns Reno, I think. Isn't he the governor at Reno?
You might as well.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a pleasure being here, but now I got to rethink a whole start.
And Tom Severin, I
you better be nice to him. His Jeep is his car is on jack stands down there, you know.
Yeah,
blocked.
Well, I wanted
he
to apologize.
While he was staying for the week.
You're kind of to come back up.
It was really cramped in there too. Sleeping, I'll tell you.
Gas fumes.
Well, you got to be like me and the producer of the show, Shrednick. We're 5 foot fat. You know, we can squeeze into anything. Now, listen, I want to dive.
Got a razor for him?
Yeah, you look at you. You look like a mess. I want to dive a little bit into Tom Severin. He is the owner and operator, president of the Badlands Off-Road Adventure. He teaches and instructs people how to drive in the dirt. You know, I can only imagine, Tom, what kind of people you have to deal with. So tell me, what kind of people do you have to deal with?
Idiots like you.
Do people want to drink a lot and go partying and then go off-roading?
No, actually they don't.
Because that is people like me, as Tom would say.
Yeah. The people that come to me are great people. They just don't know how to drive off-road yet.
Is Dan welcome?
Absolutely.
Would you take me out? I mean,
sure.
Can I?
I'd be happy to.
Because I have no, you know, I mean.
You know, the emails you send me, I'd be worried about, can he take you out? Some of the weird stuff you send me.
It's right. It's very true. There's a sexual connotation. Yeah. Would you take me out is different than
the question becomes, would they leave you out?
Yeah. No, I mean, you're local here to sunny Southern California. Where do you go to do this?
All over Southern California, depending on what kind of training I'm doing.
Do you have a favorite place?
Well, I do the basic class, the getting started up in Hungry Valley State Vehicle Recreation Area. But if I'm doing rocks, I go out to Johnson Valley. If I'm doing sand, I go to Pismo.
All right, so now would you say there's three types of driving courses that you give? Rock, sand?
Well, I mentioned three. I've got a winch clinic. I do some GPS stuff.
So let's count them. You got GPS, you got winch, rock climbing.
I have an advanced beginner class.
Okay. So now how's that work? Do you post on your website different courses and the dates and then people sign up? Or?
If you looked at your monitor like we are, you'd see that.
I don't have a monitor.
Actually,
they haven't fixed it since a week ago. What do you want me to tell you?
What I do is I publish a schedule on the website pretty much a year in advance, and I hold out group classes.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, in each of those categories. I try to do a getting started class every month and schedule winching and sand and rock maybe once every 3 months.
Would you prefer people to use their own vehicle?
Yeah, I do. I've got some vehicles that they can use, but there's so much learning goes on with your own vehicle.
Right.
I mean, it'll transfer, but then you got to start over a little bit again with wheel placement and size and shape. And
how many vehicles do you have?
4 or 5.
Really? Yeah. Do you know you have a lot of vehicles when you just kind of, 4 or 5. Do you have a favorite?
I still like my ZJ the best.
You do?
Yeah. I've got a YJ, a TJ, a ZJ, and
well,
an
you
FZJ.
Lost me on that one.
I have a 94 Bronco. They call it an OJ.
Hey, white, huh?
You've had that Bronco, Bob, for years.
Since 94.
Since 94. My goodness. You don't want to trade that thing in?
Sure. What you got?
You want to trade?
A 4Runner.
Yeah, who wants to paint
right.
a book?
I got a Buick. You want to trade?
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Oh, God. Here we go.
It weighs about the same as a 72 Buick.
He's got the Tiger Woods edition.
I do. It's fancy. Yeah. Well, I'm in real estate now, Mr. Bauer, so I take the clients out. But trust me, I wouldn't mind driving around your vehicle for a little while.
And I'm interested in hearing about some of Tom's courses.
So, yeah, let's keep on going.
Badlands Off-Road Adventure. Looking at the internet right now. So just type that in. It's got some neat stuff there. And I think your schedule is also not only on your website. Isn't it in Peterson's 4-Wheel and Off-Road also?
Yes.
In their calendar section?
Yeah, they're very nice to me there in that way that every month they publish in the events everything I've got coming up for about a month, month and a half out.
Well, listen, Tom, we're going to be right back. We got more to talk to you about, much more to talk to you about. And, of course, Bob's here and my boy Tom is here. We'll be right back. My name is Malibu Dan. You're listening to Peterson's 4-Wheel and Off-Road Radio Show.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auctions, returns to the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, September 22nd through the 24th. Hundreds of amazing vehicles will roll across the auction block. Be a part of this three-day lifestyle event and the energy that is Barrett Jackson. That's September 22nd through the 24th at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino. Tickets are available at Barrett-Jackson.com. That's Barrett-Jackson.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I am your host, Malibu Dan. You're listening to the Peterson 4-Wheel and Off-Road Radio Show. A little shout out to the boys over at Craftsman Tools, America's most trusted brand. Trust in your hands. Craftsman Tools, everybody who's anybody who likes to go off-roading enjoys or has their own Craftsman tool set.
I have mine, but you're not allowed to use them. I notice you use everything becomes a hammer when you're using your tools.
Yeah, I'm like a little monkey. You know what I'm saying? Just freaking hammering crap. Right? I don't care if it's a wrench or what.
An extension becomes a punch.
My co-host, Tom Morris, he is the owner and operator of the Lucas Off-Road Racing Series. Of course, Commander-in-Chief of the off-roading community. I think that's an appropriate name, Mr. Bob Bauer. Mr. Tom Severin with Badlands Off-Road Adventures. Thank you, Tom, so much for doing the trek back up here to join our radio show. I apologize. About last week not getting into the hot talk topics as I would have really wished we had time to do. Tom, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the type of courses you have. Okay, so do me a favor. Let's go over the courses. Then I want to talk about the type of people and what course would match. So, all right, you've got what? Beginner, advanced. You've got GPS. Which it's peculiar. I mean, how does that work? I mean, I think that's you kind of throw some poor saps in the middle of a desert.
I'm going to throw a wrench in this one right now because Tom is actually a graduate of Purdue University. I'm reading this on his website.
Fancy.
And an accounting management and management information system. So obviously he got crazy being in the office and ran for off-road.
Absolutely.
So, all right,
it was nuts.
You were in the corporate world. Did you always have an interest in the off-roading ordeal here?
Yeah, my first vehicle when I was 15 was a 1956 Willys. I've been driving Jeeps or four-wheel drive vehicles my whole life.
Do you still have that Willy?
You know, I went to college and I came home. My dad had sold it while I was gone.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I bought a Corvette that way once. No kidding.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, some kids out of school and the dad sold it from underneath him?
He was in Vietnam. His dad wanted to sell the car, so we did it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you don't care, right? I mean, what do you care? That kid cared. Did he ever come back from Vietnam?
Yes, he did.
All right,
he came back and he was happy.
You're
guy.
Laughing. That could have been sensitive. You could have beat Pulp back there right now.
You're right. I'm such an ass. I'm sorry. So, all right. So, let's go over the courses you have, Tom.
Well, the Getting Started class is really geared for stock vehicles and novices. But somebody that's got a little experience, I think, will learn a lot.
From the Getting Started class.
Yeah, from the Getting Started class, because we go into why things work and vehicle behaviors and how that affects your driving skills. And people that have been doing it for a while don't probably realize why things work the way they do. That class is geared at getting people competent faster by understanding why.
And that's a scary thing, too. A friend of mine sent me an email the other day. It was a picture looking in front of a Range Rover dealership with all that rocky stuff they have, and here's a brand-new Range Rover on its side.
I saw the same. I got to tell you.
I didn't see that one.
By the way, that dude bought the car.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, people don't realize what they're up against. I mean, I think your type of class is awesome, the variety of them for people getting involved to have at least that sense of awareness and to protect them from themselves.
Sure. Most of the people that come to it are 30, 40, or 50.
I mean, do all vehicles react the same? You know what I'm saying, right?
There's
thank you. That was a good question. That's what
I'm saying, you dork. My four-wheel drive van's not going to be the same as your little four-runner thing.
No, I mean, there's some basic...
four-runner thing.
There's some basic things that are the same that I need to teach people. Like wheel cheat. You know, the go around a corner, the back wheel tracks to the outside. It doesn't matter what vehicle you're in, but if you use my vehicle, you're going to have to relearn it in your vehicle because of the length.
Got it. Okay, so not every vehicle is the same.
Not exactly, but understanding what's going to happen is really important to the driving skill.
So you said a definition, wheel cheat. What other definitions, off-roading lingo, if you will, that you could share with us?
Well, wind up is another one.
Which is?
That's where if you put it in four-wheel drive on hard pavement. And you start to turn, the front end will start hopping on you.
Right.
If it quits hopping, that front wheel's got to go further faster than the rest of the wheels.
He thought that was normal.
I drove all the way up here like that. What's wrong with that?
And what it'll do is it'll wind up all the slack on the axle and into the gears, and if you keep going, you're going to snap it.
Got it. Okay, we do need to take a break. Give us another definition real fast. I know. I kind of just hit it. I'm not going to do that to you, Tom. I know you're the Webster of.
He was trying to think how to say nicely. You're not welcome in his class.
We will be back with Tom Severin with the Badlands Off-Road Adventure. Of course, Bob Bauer, Tom Morris is in the house. Our boy Jeff Shrednick, who produces this program, is here as well. I am your host, Mallory Dan Finder. You're listening to the Peterson's Four Wheel and Off-Road Radio Show.
We've all had those projects where you need more muscle than a drill can provide, and having to use both hands and still get that kickback is frustrating. So when a drill just isn't enough, call on Craftsman Impact Driver. The C3 Impact Driver delivers 3,500 impacts per minute, greater torque and control to drive those long screws and lag bolts. The Nextech Right Angle Impact Driver is specially designed to get into tight spaces and still provide 700 inch-pounds of torque. Power through the toughest jobs with Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Available at Sears.
Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host. Hey man, I'll out murmur you, Tom.
Thank you, pal.
All right, I am your host, Mallory Dan Finder. This is the Peterson's Four Wheel and Off-Road Radio Show in studio. My co-host, Tom Morris. Of course, Bob Bauer. And Tom Severin, we've been talking to Tom about his company, which is the Badlands Off-Road Adventure. Before we get to you, I want to give a little shout-out to Barrett Jackson. Barrett Jackson is the world's greatest...
When are we going?
When
are we going?
Collection car
auction. I want to go.
I know you do. I don't know what to tell you. I have no idea when we're going. I'd love to go. I mean, they do a lot of West Coast stuff.
We're going. Bear Jackson. We're
going to buy something. I do want to fix my Twitch. It's going to happen.
It's like Tourette's all at once.
Bob is buying a car.
It's old.
Bob Bauer is buying a $75,000 car for $400,000. It's like... That's right. To the guy with the beard. To the guy with the beard. Right? Sir, you got the car ready. No, I'm still spending money. Well, anyway, listen. During the break, we're bringing up the editor-in-chief.
Rainbow Coalition.
The Rainbow Coalition and Tom's participation. All right. That's Tom Morris.
That's the other Tom.
All right. All right.
He'll give a dissertation on tailpipes sooner or later, of course.
We were talking about the editor-in-chief of the Peterson's 401 Off-Road magazine, which is Rick Payway. Rick Payway, my goodness, you want to talk about a guy who is just great for the industry. He can do anything when it comes to building, fixing, preparing any type of vehicle.
Invite him on.
No, I will. I should.
You know,
I know Malibu, he's very busy.
Maybe you didn't know. Rick was inducted into the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame last year.
Well, okay, let's talk about that. He's been doing this forever. I'm surprised it took this long.
Are you going to let Bob talk? He's going to tell you.
No.
Okay. My lips are sealed. No, you know, it would be easy in another world if there was one of those awards that people just pick somebody and they say, yeah, let's get this guy. It would be because he's the editor of Peterson's Four Wheel and Off-Road,
right.
But that had nothing to do with his induction.
So what was it?
It was his involvement in four-wheeling over the years, all the people and all the things he's done to teach people. He basically gave away everything he knew, and it's helped create more four-wheelers. I mean, that was his major impact. Most people would think it's an editor, but that wasn't it.
No, I got to tell you something, man. I was fortunate enough to do the Ultimate Adventure 2006, and it was my first. I worked for Source and the Link for 2 years. I was there for 3 weeks. Jeff Nassy, who's also a major publisher over there at the magazine, invites me on to go ahead and host this thing, and it was 9 days. The Ultimate Adventure, for those who don't know, is incredible, and I am the luckiest guy alive to be able to do it. Do you think the Baja 1000 is a blast? It is. The Ultimate Adventure is amazingly fun. And you spend 9 days out in the middle of nowhere, and you're off-roading. With guys like Peiwei. And I got to tell you something, man. This dude can fix. I'll never forget this 1985 souped-up Toyota 4Runner. The guy freaking jumps like 13 feet, 14 feet in the air, lands flat, pancakes the front end of the car. Who's under there? The first guy under there fixing this thing. My thought is this, because I'm in the, I'm kind of in the back, preparing lemonade for everybody, right? Getting everyone water.
With your skirt on, like
with
you
my skirt on, putting on makeup for the boys.
I can see it now. It's polka dot.
That's right. By the way, we didn't cover that in that issue's magazine, but I mean, my first thought was, there's no way, and you're in the middle of the dunes of Idaho. There's no way you're pulling this thing out. We're screwed. We're here all day until the schmuck gets its thing
going. It's called blowing place.
Blowing place. And I got to tell you something, man. Peiwei gets underneath there, and he freaking puts that thing on both shoes, and that guy is wheeling again. There's only a certain amount of people alive that has the ability to do what Rick can do.
And, he did something when he was inducted that nobody thought would ever, ever happen.
What? Smile?
He wore shoes.
He wore shoes, yeah.
What is it, Bill Savage?
No, those are entirely different humans, and I don't even think they belong in the same conversation.
You are right. I mean, Rick Peiwei was the type of guy that a 39-inch B.F. Goodrich tire could fall directly on his Kepala, and he'd get up like nothing happened. And he doesn't wear, no matter where we're at, he doesn't wear shoes. He wears flip-flops.
Flip-flops and sandals.
He should be Tiva's spokesperson. So anyway, I got to tell you, good job at inducting this guy. And it's funny because a lot of people, such as a producer of the show, with all due respect, Jeffrey, you do think a lot of this stuff is advertiser-driven. A lot of the stuff that they cover in Peterson's Four Wheel and Off-Road is advertiser-driven. I disagree because I worked been fortunate enough to work with the editors, and they write out of passion. And if you wind up spending money in the magazine, that's great.
Well, the passion started for the guys like Rick, for most everybody, by learning how to drive off road. Somebody had to teach them, and what Tom's doing with his company is taking what's a very good machine. People totally underestimate what a four wheel drive will do. It doesn't have to be big or fancy. But knowing how to use the tool, Tom, I'm really curious to know: is it confidence that they get more, or is it knowledge they get more?
Probably both. But at the end of the day, one day with me, and they're walking out of there about a foot off the ground, and they're saying, "I didn't know that machine could do that, and I didn't know I could make it do that." And
We talked a little bit about tires, 35s, 33s, 31s. Yeah. I mean, you don't need a 35-inch tire.
I've done everything I wanted to do on 31-inch tires, mm-hmm. except the Rubicon. And I had to go to 33s.
Rubicon.
And that's a dimensional difference. It wasn't the tire wasn't capable. It's just not enough room.
Yeah, it just wasn't enough clearance.
Don't you have to lift the truck up a little bit more and some stuff to the rear end?
On the Grand Cherokee, I had to lift it up a little bit. I don't think I'll ever go over 33 on a Grand, but... That's enough. I've got 330,000 on that, and I took it on the Rubicon this year.
Oh, that's neat.
See, what people probably don't realize about Tom is that he could take a box stock four-wheel drive vehicle. And let's take a Jeep Liberty.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay,
great truck.
On P235-70R16 passenger tires.
And Tom did that recently.
Yeah, it probably wasn't a pretty sight. But
no, I wasn't driving it. I was spotting.
The point is that knowing how to use the tool is what Tom teaches. And once people find that out, then it becomes fun. Then when it becomes fun, things like Dale Albright's doing become relevant.
Right, and Dale Albright is with the Blue Ribbon Coalition. That's an organization that supports keeping our trails open.
Yeah.
When we get back, Tom, because we do need to take a break, I want to talk about your involvement and the things that you have to deal with. You've been doing this for how many years at this point?
About 10.
All right.
I need five more.
You need five more than that? don't go away. anywhere. We got more Tom, Bob, and Tom. It's the Tom, Bob, and Tom Show. I am your host of the Pearson 401 Off-Road Radio Show, Malibu Dan. Stay tuned.
Need a tune-up? My neighbor knows a guy whose friend knows this fellow who's not a mechanic per se, but, quote, likes to tinker around on cars and stuff. Sound good? Actually, no, it sounds like a nightmare, because you never trust the upkeep of your beloved performance vehicle to just anyone. Unless, of course, you're not riding on the proper tires. Then it really doesn't matter who does the tinkering. Because for drivers who want to get the most out of their cars, it's Bridgestone or nothing.
Welcome back, all my dirty friends. I am your host, Malibu Dan Finder. This is the Pearson Four Wheel and Off Road Radio Show. eBay Motors, where you can dream it, find it, buy it. All at ebaymotors.com. That's ebaymotors.com. Our eBay Motors specialist, Mr. Tom Morris, is in studio with us. Mr. Morris, thank you so much. He is the competition advisor, director, CEO of Lucas Off-Road Racing Series, commander-in-chief of the off-roading community, Bob Bauer, and, of course, Tom Severin with the Badlands Off-Road Adventures. Tom, we were diving in deep with your program, and we were talking a little bit about strategy. Mr. Bauer asked you some questions regarding technique. And
I just like to tear stuff up.
I know, you just like to
I mean, could have saved a lot though? Of money going through one of his courses early on.
I like to go slow and keep all four wheels on the ground.
You know, I'll bet there's a phrase that Tom uses for his students that I learned early on in off-roading. Nothing bad happens slowly.
Yeah.
Well, I can only imagine. Look, you've been doing this, Tom, for 10 years. What kind of people do you get out there? You must have dealt with all types of people.
Yeah, I have. But, you know, the people that get into this are great people. I have people come on adventures from all walks of life. They've never met each other before. We go for 3 or 4 days, and it's a fantastic group. And they all get along. They all enjoy it. One of the things I have to watch out in a class, if I let them out of the classroom, I can't get them back in. They're over there looking at each other's vehicles and saying, how did you do that, and what did you do here? I don't like to teach outside for a classroom type
shiny
of thing.
Things.
Yeah, because I can't keep them together. I don't like a classroom. Now, then we go out in the dirt.
Are there a lot of day trips versus overnight trips, or you do both?
I do both. We went through the formal classes I teach to a certain extent. But I also offer little adventure trips, a weekend or a long weekend. Or
see,
maybe
that
4 days.
Fun.
Okay, give us the real dirt. You had to have some people you just wanted to light fire to in place.
I've had, I think, on two occasions, somebody that just couldn't roll out of the sack early enough in the morning.
Did you leave them?
No, I didn't, but I let the group peer pressure take care of it.
How many cars are in one of your classes on average?
I limit to max of 10 vehicles.
That's still a lot. I mean, it could take you an entire day to just do a run with 10 vehicles.
Herding cats.
Well, yeah, I mean, when we go do something, it's all day.
Gotcha.
I mean,
okay.
Like with class, I start at 7:30, and I don't stop until dark usually.
What is this setting people back at? I mean, how much is an adventure with the Badlands group?
As far as the class goes, right now my standard fee is $225 per person for a class.
That's not bad.
For one day.
Okay.
Now, the adventure trips can range from $150 for a weekend to, you know, $400 for 3-4 days.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you arrange
cool. Okay.
lodging and things like that for them?
No, no. No,
that's just
also camped
up. That's just what they get for that is me.
And it's worth every penny. We love you. We get you for free. I love it.
Yeah, they get to go, you know, with me. They got to get an experienced guide, somebody that's going to save their life if need be, and all the tequila they drink around the campfire. Other than that.
Oh, you used to play the tequila?
Yeah.
Why did you tell us that? My goodness, we would have done this a long time ago.
But it's in a 5-gallon jerry can.
But in his truck right now.
Then you watch him wake up the next morning with that brown bottle of flu.
But basically, they bring their own vehicles, their own camping gear, their own food. I have to arrange all the permits and things that go with it as well.
Right, you got some work ahead of you when you do that stuff.
Right now it's just unbelievable. You know the Mojave Road? It's
sure.
Written up in a book. It's on a map. Any one of you could go out there and do the Mojave Road tomorrow.
Right.
I have to have a permit. And I have to have a permit from three BLM agencies plus the Mojave Preserve.
I mean, why would you do that to yourself?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, why do you have to?
Well, if the Joe Blow wants to go out, he can take anybody he wants out there as soon as you accept a dollar.
Yeah. It's commercial. That's why.
Got it. That's
for the last 6 years, one of the BLM offices had coordinated the whole works for me, except for the preserve.
Right.
This year, the Vegas office decided that I should have a separate permit with them, send in separate permit fees, and file separate annual reporting, quarterly reporting, and pay my...
They're busting you for a little bit more dough.
Yeah. And you know what? They own 4.87 miles of the segment of that 145 miles of road.
But they're making the most money off you.
No. You know, they're going to get the permit fee and maybe 33 cents a vehicle.
So where do you go?
But
you go
paperwork is unbelievable.
So you go to California, you go to Nevada, you go to Arizona, you go to Mexico?
No, I don't do Mexico.
Okay.
You know, if I could find a secretary that spoke Spanish and ride along with
me. Can't you help Mr. Bauer? I mean, he's a good cat. Can't you help him out?
Yeah. He's on to a good idea.
Are you talking about with the secretary or off-roading in Mexico?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
No, but I take people over to Moab once a year, go up to the Rubicon, you know, all of those.
Well, that's awesome, man. I got to tell you, I would love to take one of your courses. I just don't have the money.
Well,
but
you can enjoy it on his website. Website. You'll see all the neat pictures and all the trails.
BadlandsAdventures.com?
It's 4x4, 4x4training.com.
No, I apologize. My screen is down.
I think if you type in Badlands,
that's all I did.
Adventures on Google, you'll get it. If you type in 4x4 training on Google, you'll get it.
How long have you been married?
40 years last month.
How are you able to get your wife, and I'm asking for advice here, how are you able to get your wife behind you? I mean, on the support you. That's better words to use.
I'm not 100% sure on how I did that.
because you went from corporate America.
You make it sound like it was something I was able to do.
Yeah, but you're very creative.
That's right.
You're a genius. He wants to know how.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, no, but think about it. I mean, look, I got to tell you, when, an old friend of ours, Bob and mine, was building my pre-runner, it was in the shop for months and months and months, and my wife would always tell me, hey, where's your truck? And then we'd be driving on the freeway, like, hey, look at that pre-runner over there. And she would say, that thing is the ugliest thing in the world. I'm never going to. Knowing that my truck is somewhere in some dude's shop, torn apart, it's going to look just like that.
Yeah.
So what I did was I took her to a race, got her hooked. So when I brought my truck home, it was a little bit of prep involved, but she loved it. So, I mean, listen, I got to tell you, if you don't marry into someone who loves this stuff, I don't know how you're going to change them.
My wife had a bigger tent than I did.
Yeah,
I knew she'd be okay.
Yeah,
her own Coleman stove, her own lantern.
Yeah. My wife,
that's the trick. You got it,
Tom. My wife claims that I picked her up in my little Willy somewhere on Main Street.
You're talking about your truck.
My little Willy's truck?
Yeah, okay,
yes.
Very good. All right.
Little Willy's.
Oh, no, not your little Willy.
I just want to clarify. When we get back, we got to dive into Bob Bauer.
I don't think they're putting you back on, Bob. I think they pulled your plug.
Hi, Andrew Rosa, Malibu Dan. You're listening to the Peterson's Four Wheel and Off-Road Radio Show.
When you want performance, there's just one name you need to know, Edelbrock. For 66 years, Edelbrock has built dyno-proven parts that deliver maximum bolt-on power, including carbs, electronic fuel injection, intake manifolds, heads, turbo kits, exhaust, nitrous systems, complete crate engines, and our patented IAS shocks. There's also Edelbrock motorcycle hardware. Visit Edelbrock.com or call 1-800-FUN-TEAM to get your Edelbrock performance catalog. Edelbrock, when we say proven performance, we mean it.
Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Malibu Dan Finder, and this is the Peterson's Four Wheel and Off-Road Radio Show. On this month's issue, check out the new Ultimate Adventure Vehicle. Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, 22 rigs, crunch through 4 states and 5 off-road parks. In 1 week. That's a lot. All right, it's a lot. Here with my good friend, my co-host, Tom Morris. You want to see it?
Yeah.
There you go, Tommy. It. There you go.
Thanks.
Tom Morris, competitive advisor for the Lucas Off-Road Racing Series, commander-in-chief, high-labeled him myself, of the off-roading community, Mr. Bob Bauer, and, of course, Tom Severin with the Badlands Off-Road Adventures. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for joining me, and, of course, the producer of the program, Mr. Jeff Shrednick. Bob, you know, you have such an amazing history extending over 40 years in the industry. You've experienced everything from from Billy Goats in the middle of Baja to rock trails that turn into waterfalls because of the rain that that come in and you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say. My point is this: you've done a lot of great stuff, and you brought a lot of smiles to a lot of people. And if no one has extended a hand or a hug to say thank you for doing what you do, I hope I could be that representative for all those people. You know, you are a tire specialist. During the last week's show, we dove in a little bit with your history of BF Goodrich and just what a great product they are. How do they do it? What does it take to create such an amazing tire? Because I got to tell you, again, my wife, I same tires for 8 years, and they're BF Goodrich mud terrains.
What it takes, you know, there's a lot of approaches to any good thing. But what that brand has done is put it to the test in Baja in off-road racing a lot. And they invest their money and their time and their people to go out there and analyze what the tires do and what they don't do. And they continually work better. It's one thing that actually kind of makes me proud to even represent the brand in any kind of way is that they never quit.
They
can sit on their backsides and say, cool, we got the market share, let's collect the money, but they just keep going at it and at it again. And they also have the insight to attend things, for example, to be involved with like Tom Schools.
Sure.
You know, their tires are made to be off-road. Well, when you have the right set of shoes for the right situation, the walking's always easier. And that's one of the things that helps him teach his people how to use that tool. When it comes to knowing where to be, that brand, for example, they're going to have a nice big display at this upcoming Off-Road Expo.
Yep, that's right.
This will be the 11th annual. They come to this show, even though it's a consumer show, not to talk, but to listen.
Oh, see, I love that.
I think that's a big difference.
Now, let me ask you, underneath the BF Goodrich brand, right, what other products do they own? Do you own Michelin?
No, it's the other way around.
Michelin
owns BF Goodrich.
Okay, and what else do they own?
Michelin?
Right. I mean, is that the sub-brand?
And BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Riken.
General?
No. General is a competitor.
Okay.
And that's one of the best things that's going on right now is the tire wars are fired up.
Okay, let's talk about it because I'm excited about this. I remember back in the day when I first got into off-road racing, Yokohama was a big player, right? And then they just poof. Disappeared. Okay. I mean, and now Toyo's making a great mark. So let's talk a little bit about the competition.
Well, let's talk about what competition is. You see, in the desert, there's competition between the green and checkered flags.
Right.
And with rubber companies out there, you know, battling like crazy to get the first position, and no matter what race it is, they have their reasons for doing it. You know, when General Tire came into off-road racing in the 80s, early 80s, I think it was. They came in, they stayed a while, and then they left.
That's right.
Yeah, and well,
a
racers thought
stadium.
Yeah, a little bit of stadium, yeah. And the racers thought, oh my gosh, what did we do wrong? Well, they didn't do anything wrong. They did everything right. Thing was that the racers didn't understand the General Tire's strategy and their reason, the objective they had getting in was they wanted to sell more tires to the original equipment manufacturers in Detroit. Detroit says, well, you can't sell us tires until you get a performance image. How do we do that? Go racing and win something. Come back and talk. They went out, they raced, they won something, they went back and talked, they achieved their goal.
But they had no interest in staying involved.
No, they didn't.
Okay, so is that a monetary issue, or is that a...
They're back in now.
Well, they're back in now, and although I haven't talked to Travis, you know, Roffler exactly why he's doing what he's doing, I have some insights and I have some opinions. Bob never lacks an opinion.
I've been sitting here quietly. I haven't said anything.
But they're there to make a name, you know, and sometimes a little confused. But I think it must have. This is a strictly an opinion based on no facts whatsoever. Do you understand that?
I get it.
He lives his life that way, by the way.
The fact that they're out there racing like crazy to create an image of a tire that's a bulletproof, whatever, just like all the rest of the tire companies, must have to do with the original equipment manufacturer because count the General Tire stores you see driving down the road.
There aren't any.
It isn't to build an aftermarket.
Right,
it's to build an OE market, but once again, they're there for their objectives and not necessarily the community's objectives. It's not a bad thing; it's just an is.
All right, so General Tire Guy, by the way, I think their tire is very sexy. I love the red trim. You know, when we get back after this break, I want to ask you a little bit about what happens to some of these people who do drop off, like a Yokohama. Can they build their traction once again and get back in and be a big player? I mean, when you think of Baja, I think of B.F. Goodrich. I just do. They've been on the forefront of that industry from day one. And even though they might have pulled back a little bit here and there and maybe focused in drifting, you know, and that was a big deal, but they still are on the forefront when it comes to imagery. And they also team up, and Tom Morris knows this, with some of the best teams like the Herps, mm-hmm. you know. So when we get back, I want to dive a little bit more into that. I am your host, Mallory Dan Finder. Stay tuned, and you're listening to the Peterson's 411 Off-Road Radio Show.
There's an estimated 50 million tickets written each year, and with around 100,000 radar guns in use and another 35,000 laser guns out there, chances are good you'll be a target. What can you do about it? Get a good radar detector. In a recent survey, the leading brand of choice was Escort. 95% surveyed said the most important factor was range of signal or advanced warning. And yes, detectors are legal in all states except Virginia. Escort's new Passport 9500 CI is the Mac Daddy when it comes to long-range warning. Check out EscortRadar.com.
Let's dive into this. We got a lot to do in such a short period of time. I am your host, Malibu Dan Finder, and you're listening to the Peterson's 411 Off-Road Radio Show with my co-host, Tom Morris.
Just leave it at that.
Just Tom Morris. He doesn't own anything. He's somewhat of a loser.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, he's got nothing to go for him. He's just a mooch.
Just a mooch.
Never been anywhere.
Yeah. Never been anywhere. Never yeah. done anything.
Failure.
Tom Morris. Yeah. And, of course, Mr. Bob Bauer. I labeled him the commander-in-chief, our president of the off-roading community.
He's more the historian.
All right, we'll figure it out another time.
Tom.
Bob and Tom Severin.
We got this neat video going here. That's just cool. Too bad people can't see it.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate.
Well, how can people, is this a YouTube video? Or how can we get people, by the way, Bob owns Badlands Off-Road Adventure.
Bob or Tom?
Tom.
Jim or Fred?
Bob, do you want to buy?
Or Malibu.
Do you want to
bring you some beach property?
Several people with single syllable names and you can't get it right.
We had a guy on, Michael Duvall. His company is Extreme Truck Toys.
Yeah.
Right, and it's spelled a little odd. Yeah. We had him on for an entire hour, and not once did I get the name right correctly the entire time. And he's a big dude and one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Thank God for that. But he wanted to knock me right in the freaking Tuesday.
I'm sure
trust me, he's been on again. Now, I got to tell you, you know, Tom, you're living a dream. It might have taken you a little while to do so, but you really, truly are living a dream. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. I mean, as I go up, as I'm driving to class in the morning, you know, my socks are just jumping off. I mean, it's great.
Just going ka-ching, ka-ching?
No.
You're making so much money.
Yeah, right.
Now, Bob Bauer, you know, you are a tire aficionado. And during the break, you're like, hey, well, let me tell you a little history of the B.F. Goodrich tire. And I do, please.
Well, what brought to mind is you were asking about the other rubber companies and why some they seem to come in and they go away. Could they ever get back in and all that kind of stuff? And you know, nothing is as it appears. But the story of BFG started out to be longevity from the first day. And that's, if you had to really label what they've done, it's been longevity.
Sure, absolutely.
A sustained effort.
They're like the Coca-Cola of the tire world.
Yeah, and then back in 82, when Tommy was driving for Jim Hart and he won the championship in Class 8, Tom was one of five sponsored teams. That's all we had at BFG. Yet we had a line of people coming to us saying, hey, you know, put your sticker on my truck and I'll make you famous tire
Absolutely.
Company. Well, we know that's not true. But what we did do there, and he was talking about this pit meeting we were in, you know, things like that. That's when I established the pitting situation, the pitting network for BF Goodrich. I created that because I knew that we needed more tires. We needed more people, more sponsors, sponsorship teams, but we didn't have bucks. But what we could do is lower their costs. Same thing. So we said, why don't we set up, you know, 10 spots to race the pit in the Baja 1000. Everybody chip in a little here, a little there, and that's how the thing got started. So, you know, that sustained effort had to do more than with tires. It had to do with let's help people meet their dreams.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Let's help them go there.
It's worked. It still works to this day.
It still
works
to this day.
Fantastic.
So let me ask you, you're racing the Baja 1000. How many pits do you think it takes to run an efficient race?
Well, if you're going to La Paz, let's call it 9 or 10.
You know,
vehicles today have changed. It can go further range, and there's more efficiency out there today. But the things that we also did that were different, for example, chase crews. Now we have BFG maps. Those started when I got my ass lost in 86, and she said, you're not going back there until you know where you're going. And so I was begging pre-runs. I'd make my own little maps. And being a corporate guy, pretty soon the corporation took those maps and said, well, they're ours now.
Sure.
I was smart enough to say, sure. Yeah, good deal.
Yeah, you can have them.
So when you look at BFG, they're in it as much for the people, if not more, than they are just for the tires themselves.
You know, we had Sal Fish on here, Bob, a couple weeks back, and he's the guy who runs the Score Off-Road Racing Series, who hosts the Baja 500 and 1,000 Men Into the Races. Mm-hmm. It was an honor to have him on. I would never ask him this question, but I have to ask you. Do you think we're in jeopardy of ever losing that race?
Which race?
The Bajas. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We are.
Everything's always in jeopardy if you don't manage it, maintain it correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. And do you think, I mean, with what's going on in Mexico, I think Mexico's one of the safest places that there are right now. You know, I mean, but you hear some, it does have a bad reputation.
Oh, the safety aspect is not anything of a bother to me. There's no problem there. Absolutely not. If you're an idiot, you're going to get treated like an idiot.
Right.
If you're a good person, you're going to get treated that way. It's progress. We're seeing metal fences. We're seeing, you know, progress is going to shut it down.
Big ranches.
Well, gentlemen, listen, we have come to the end of the show. I cannot thank you all enough for being my guest.
Thank you, Dan.
I do, Dan.
Please, yeah, thank
please,
you, Dan.
Please stop. Keep on going. Please stop. Keep on going.
It's well worth sleeping in the truck for a week.
That's right. It's an absolute honor, of course, Mr. Morris. Thank you again for being a co-host of this program. Bob Bauer coming all the way down from Orange County, or say all the way up from Orange County, down up, coming here.
Up.
And I appreciate you doing the trek. Of course, Tom Severin, good luck to you. Please teach well and keep it safe. And
Dan needs a GPS class.
I do need a GPS class so I know where the hell I'm going. All right.
Good.
Thank you all very much for being my guest. I am the host of the Peterson Formula and Off-Road Radio Show, Malibu Dan Finder. Until next week, keep yourself dirty.